Cafe, CAQ listening.
Hotel Delta India monitoring.
CQ from W8VIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
WA-FFR, mobile and monitoring.
Good evening, Ryan. Did you solve your antenna problem? Any Delta in.
Hey, Larry. Fortunately, no. My base station is out of commission at the moment, but I should have the time this weekend to put the new tower up, and then I'll put the antenna on the new tower, and that's when it'll be restored. But yeah, it's out of commission. I'm not going to put that pole back up, especially now that I got the new tower. So, yeah, I'm not happy about it because I want to use my base station, but it's a worthwhile upgrade.
Roger that, it always is. Yeah, antenna maintenance is a big deal.
I'm just glad the thing didn't break when it was knocked over.
Well, now, that's a bonus.
We have reason to suspect it was the horses that knocked it over. I don't know how they would have, unless they were, like, purposely rubbing up against it, because I had that thing staked down. So I don't know what hit it, what happened to it that caused it to fall over. I mean, yeah, it was, I could move it around when it was in the ground, but it was tied off and anchored with railroad spikes driven into the ground. So, yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, our experience is those horses enjoy rubbing up against many things. And I do a lot of fence repair because of that. So I don't doubt that they had a little bit of a surprise.
But this tower is going to be anchored a lot better. Nothing's bringing the tower down. And I'm just glad it's aluminum, too, so it's nice and light.
Well, now that's a bonus. Very good. Is that the one you showed on Slack in the picture?
If it's the old TV tower antenna, yes. The one that I got from one of my fellow firefighters because it broke off of her house after being up there for 35 years.
Well, that's great. You'll never have to worry about it rusting.
Sections are rusted together. The bolts, those bolts ain't coming undone. But it's fine. I can just put it up as one unit because it's so light. And I'm really glad because those things are running like $200 on Marketplace.
Yeah, that was a wonderful gift. So that'll serve you well for many, many years.
Yeah, and I was able to return the flagpole and get the money back for it, so that was good.
Well, I'm just heading home. I got a few more minutes, but nothing big going on. Just getting a few things ready for the technician training class that starts next week.
Oh, that starts next week?
Roger that. It's going to be on Tuesday nights, and with the exception of club meetings and the election, we're going to have it on Tuesday nights. For anyone listening who wants to send a friend and come to the technician training class, check out, let's see, WALAP.com/learn, and you'll see all about it.
I like the little promo you did there in the midst of our conversation, everyone listening on the repeater.
Yeah, it's bad protocol to do that as a general broadcast, but, you know, it was part of our conversation. But sincerely, if anybody's listening, got a friend, family member that you'd like to encourage to get licensed, we have a hands-on class, and we'd love to have you out there.
I know what my brother's going to say, though, because I'm trying to get him. I don't have the time with my college classes right now, so I don't know. It might still be a while before I finally pester my brother to actually getting his license.
Well, you keep working on him. We have had a lot of family members attend, like, our second or third class after the first, so that's a really good thing. So we're just very grateful that people are interested, and we'll keep doing training.
I'm trying to drag as many of my friends into the hobby as well, considering as we're all around the same age. So I'm just trying to drag them in. I am that type of person where if you show interest, I can usually work my magic and actually get you to commit.
Yeah, the people that we're familiar with have pretty much gone through it, so there's a great interest amongst our friend group, and maybe I need to spread my connections a little bit and get some more.
I'm trying to get my friend in Dryden licensed. He's hesitant, and he's not really seeming too interested, but I did have a full-on conversation when I was hanging out with him. But I forget who it was, but it was someone I really haven't talked to in a while, so I had a full-on conversation. That seemed to pique his interest, but I don't know if I can get him to actually commit to the class. I'll try.
Well, for identification, this is N8LJN, and darn, it seemed to me there was something I was going to add on to that, but, lots of interest in GMRS, just because GMRS doesn't require a test. But, of course, it doesn't have the range, but it's a good first step, so we should encourage that as well.
I've been interested in getting GMRS as well for, I'm just getting a radio and getting into it. I forget how exactly to do it, and this is Whiskey 8 Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo Station ID.
Well, the advantage of the GMRS is that it does not require a test. If you wish to use higher power, more than FRS radios, you're expected to get a registration with the FCC, and that's good for 10 years, like our license. And it's good for the whole family, so your immediate family is covered underneath one call sign. So that works really well for people who want to just kind of keep in touch. And in recent years, there have been some very good 20, 40, and even 50-watt GMRS radios that are mobile rigs, so those work good for longer distances.
It's also good, too, to have a multitude of different radios and different types of radios just to further expand your capabilities. Because you never know. You could get into that one situation where, say, your amateur radio just isn't fulfilling the purpose, but for some reason, GMRS or any of the other services, they end up filling the need perfectly. So you never know what situation you'll find yourself in.
Roger that, and we need to expand the bands. I just recently programmed 4 GMRS radios for a friend group that wanted to maintain contact, and they will also maintain contact with us in an emergency. So we kind of span that band, and then we can transmit the information amongst each other. So that's kind of the whole idea. And 8LJN.
Well, also, too, I've been thinking about it this way. Obviously, you have the amateur radio in an emergency, but if there's even local-to-local communication or filtering information to groups who aren't equipped with a licensed ham, you can use GMRS for that or another one of these radio services. And it also works, too, if you like two hams are in close vicinity to each other. You can use it and tie up both of your rigs to pass along information, for example, someone who's right across the street.
Good idea, and that's exactly where that service comes in. They're trying to go a little further, like 3 to 5 miles. That's going to be a bit of a stretch, and I'm going to need a better antenna for them. But we're going to begin testing and seeing how it works for them, and help them get their little group in communication.
Hey, everyone is so used to cell phones, but it's like, just wait. Just wait for something to happen to the cellular network. Because really, all it takes is a few towers to go down, or a few towers to lose electricity, then it's like a whole area could be completely crippled when not have cell phones. And then guess what? The same technology that's been around since the early 1900s will come in and save the day.
Yeah, when we first moved to the farm 25 years ago, we had a number of power outages, and cell phones would go down quickly. Now the towers are backed up, and they've got not only generators, they used to haul out a generator, but now they've got generators that immediately turn on, and they've got a fuel supply for those. So they're quite reliable. The network is quite reliable. But every now and then you get someone who accidentally makes a mistake with software, and you get, you know, the situations like we've seen this year. So, yeah, it's not a matter if, but when, and then how long. And so so I think that's part of it, why these people want to do that, and why we do, too, why we're practicing in Aries as well. And 8LJN.
Yeah, and I'm also, like I said, I'm also thinking, too, of someone or something physically taking the tower out or damaging equipment on the tower because they are just sitting there, and it's not too hard for something to actually get around them and cause damage. So that's what, this is the beauty of radio, is you're not reliant on external infrastructure for it to work. And that's probably the greatest advantage it has.
Ryan, I have to take a call. NEDLJN, I'll be clear.
Sorry that, I just got home myself. 73NALJN, this is W8FFR. I am clear of this frequency.
ATC DFL mobile.